Hush, hush, keep it down now. Voices carry. Hey, hey.
This is awkward because
I'm wearing a black dress with flannel and you're wearing a black dress with flannel.
I think one of us has to go home and change.
I think so.
Yeah.
And I don't want to call you out right now, but I cut my hair short and then you cut your hair short.
And then you wanted bangs
and then I got bangs. So I'm not trying to be accusatory right now, but I just feel like you might be obsessed with me.
You know, it's hard to not be obsessed with you.
That's true. So what are we talking about today?
Young woman in her 20s. Single young woman in her 20s.
We're talking about my favorite erotic thriller. Erotic. Single white female.
Single white. I was close.
Did you really? You're like, well, woman in her 20s, early 20s, white.
Single.
Single, unmarried. But yes. I have a thing for erotic thrillers, and they don't make them anymore.
They don't. You know, they don't make movies like they used to.
They don't make erotic movies like they used to.
No, they don't.
I just feel like there was a really good time in the 80s and the 90s when erotic thrillers were all the rage, and they just don't do it anymore.
They,
you know,
need to
we're
do
talking
it more.
Fatal Attraction, Basic Instinct, sex, tits,
ass,
murder,
blood,
guts, gore.
All of that in one time.
In one sitting. Okay. So you watched it for the first time.
I did, and I really liked it.
You liked it?
I did. I really, really liked it.
Remember when you asked me if it was a scary movie?
Yes.
Yeah?
I do. Because it was like, the beginning really isn't like a scary movie.
It's not set up like a scary movie, you don't think?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we said the same thing about Suitable Flesh.
True. Yeah, I remember that. Yes.
I was like, this is such a Lifetime movie. And it wasn't.
And then it wasn't.
Well, I used to be like obsessed with single white female. I don't know why. I don't know why that was my movie for a really long time, but I watched it a lot as a teenager. I think I was just like a horny teenager or something.
Aren't we all?
And I was like, yes, this is it.
Aren't we all?
Bridget Fonda and Jennifer Jason Leigh.
You know, when I was a teenager, I was the weird kid and liked to read a bit of fan fiction.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm not proud of that one.
It always takes a weird turn.
It does, and yeah. It's always kind of weird.
That's true. Well, anyway, let's get weird. What do you say?
Let's get weird.
Without further ado, let's get into Single White Female. Single White Female begins with two young girls putting on makeup in the bathroom. And they're probably like 9 or 10. And they're twins.
Twins?
Twins. Twins are always weird. But anyway, so they're really close sisters. Kind of like us. Kind of like us.
Yeah.
We're almost twins.
Almost.
I mean, we're only 8 years apart, but spiritually.
We're like twins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that mean we're weird?
Oh.
Like twins?
Yeah. I think we're weirder because we're not twins, but we're like twins.
That's true. That's true. In a fancy New York apartment, a couple is talking about their future and having kids. We meet Bridget Fonda, who plays Allie, and her ugly boyfriend, Sam.
You know, he looks like an eagle, a bald eagle.
He does look like a bald eagle.
You know, I always thought it would be really cool to be like a young 20-something in New York in the 90s.
Yeah?
80s or 90s. It just seems like...
That was the place.
It just seems like that was the place.
That was the time and that was the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just seems like a cool time. I don't know.
I feel like that would have been fun. You're right.
Yeah. Those people were wildin'.
So they are talking about their plans for their wedding, and we also discover that Allie just moved into to New York. She doesn't know anybody. She's just starting a new job. And it's been kind of a rough transition for her. She does mention that she's made a friend in the upstairs apartment, and his name is Graham.
He's a gay.
He is a gay.
He's a gay.
Later, while they are sleeping in bed, they are awoken by a phone call from a woman named Lisa. And Sam talks to her, and it sounds like it's like a coworker of his.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, hey, don't call here. And then he hangs up. And then she calls back, and Sam, you fucking idiot. Because she leaves a voicemail, and she's like, you can't just have sex with me and then not talk to me. And then Allie hears it on the voicemail, and it's like, Sam, how could you really not
have... And they're booty hole naked right now.
Yeah.
She's finding this out, booty hole naked.
How could you not have foreseen this happening? thing. I don't know.
He should have just answered the phone and did his private talking.
Yeah, just answer the phone and be like,
hey, listen, bitch, I'm busy.
I'm busy right now.
But these men don't think.
That's true. So anyway, obviously, Allie is not happy with Sam and he leaves the apartment. And she goes up to talk to Graham and he comforts her and she stays the night.
And Graham can hear, like, the argument.
Yeah, well, it's the vents. They can hear on the vents that through, what? Yes, they hear through the vents.
They hear through the vents.
Voices carry.
Hush, hush. Keep it down now. The vents carry. I like how he waited so long to tell her.
Yeah, he doesn't say it until the end of the movie.
Yeah, I would wait too, just because I'm a nosy bitch. I'd be like, oh.
You just want to hear him fucking.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the next day we learn that Allie is a software designer and she's trying to sell her software to a man, but he's trying to gyp her and he's just kind of sleazy, you know?
He is a sleazy bitch.
He's a sleazy guy.
He's sleazy as shit.
Yeah, and he's like, well, for a price, he's like lowballing her and he's like, but this is about the connections, da 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 da.
And this said technology still doesn't exist because why would it?
Why? Yeah, it's like fashion software.
I'm not going to lie, it's kind of stupid. But
it reminds me of the Barbie's website.
Yes!
From the early 2000s.
Yes, dude, yes.
Where you put her, you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking
about. I spent a lot of time on that website.
Or like Girls Go Games. They had a lot of dress-up games on there, too.
Girls Go Games?
Girls Go Games.
That sounds like a porn website.
It does sound like a porn website, but it's just a bunch of like little flash games for girls and like dress-up games.
And two girls, one cup?
It might be in there. Who knows?
That's a fun game.
I love that game.
So she confides in Graham, who, and they're, you know, they're in this like basement area doing laundry together, and it's kind of like a seedy area in the basement. And but she says she's having a really hard time living alone, and she wants to get a roommate. Now she actually doesn't have to like, it's not a financial thing for her, because we discover that she had some sort of legal battle and she ended up winning, and so she got all this money from that, so she, yeah, could support herself in this really, really nice apartment.
Shit, me and you need to slip on that wet floor sign. We need to get rid of the wet floor and slip.
That's a great idea.
Lawsuit.
That's, you, maybe you shouldn't say that here.
Oh,
that's,
I mean, I'm not going to do that.
You're
I
not doing that.
I won't do that. That's what stupid people do.
So she puts out an ad in the newspaper and begins the interviewing process. And we meet a whole host of characters who she's interviewing to be her roommate, her potential roommate. And
one of them's a lesbian.
Well, she's like a butch lesbian. And she's like, you got any power tools? And I'm just thinking to myself, you know, they're making it seem like it's a bad thing.
But like, you get the man without the man.
Yeah, I just feel like if I was a single white woman, I would like, I think a lesbian is like your perfect roommate. If she can fix stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what? I'm just saying this right now. Maybe if she had gone with this butch lesbian, she would have been fine. Nothing would have happened.
This movie wouldn't have happened.
This movie wouldn't have happened. Because you know what? It would have just been a nice girl and a nice lesbian who's also a girl.
Yeah, you know those girl lesbians.
You know, just having a nice life together in this apartment. And so she brought this on herself, really.
She did. She should have chose the lesbian who could have fixed stuff for her.
Yeah, as soon as she mentioned her power tools, I'd be like, you son of a bitch, I'm in. Anyway, so yeah, but then she also meets like this like model girl and she's like stuck up and she's just, you know, she's out of luck, man. She can't find the right roommate when all of a sudden Jennifer Jason Leigh walks in.
Whoa.
And her name is Hedra.
Hedra. I like that name.
Hedra. And she calls her Hedy, like Hedy Lamarr.
Hedy.
Yes.
Hedra. Heil Hedra.
I feel, what is it? What's Hedra? What's a Hydra? Isn't that the three-headed snake?
I think so. Don't fact check me on that.
I couldn't stop thinking about that when I was listening to her name, Hedra.
Hedra.
Hydra.
She's
the head of the Hydra. And anyway, they have like a little bonding moment together, and she has found the one she wants to move into her apartment.
They're like, they become little besties.
Yeah, and we have a bonding montage.
Montage. And, I love montages in movies.
Me too. Hedra admires Allie's clothes, and then Allie's like, oh, wow, you have such great fashion sense. I love your clothes.
I wonder where you got that from.
And then she says, oh, you look comfortable.
You look comfortable.
You look comfortable. Allie puts a lamp in Hedra's room and snoops a little bit. And Hedra catches her, and she has like this little box on her bed. And she like throws a towel on it, and it's kind of suspicious. And I don't know how Allie wasn't like, that was weird.
That was weird. I would think that was just her box of sex toys.
That's my dildos and butt plugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, also, she tells Allie about how she used to have the twin who died at birth.
Was it birth? Oh, yeah, stillborn. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That would suck. And she was like, oh, I've always felt like there's something missing.
You know, our Aunt Jessica ate her twin in the womb.
Yeah, she did. She did.
The next day, while Hedra is home, Sam leaves a message for Allie on the answering machine, and she deletes it so Allie can't hear it.
Oh.
Why is she doing that?
You know, if I was Hedra, I was a girl's girl, I'd probably do the same thing, because, like, get the fuck away.
Get out of here.
Sam.
Yeah. Like, what's your intention? I don't think Hedra's intentions were great.
No.
But in this instance, particularly, she's not wrong about Sam.
No.
Sam is a piece of shit. Turd burglar.
He is.
And it's like, Allie, you can do so much better than Sam.
Yeah. Man's fucking, he cheated on you.
Yeah. But, you know, and he didn't even hide it well.
He didn't hide it well whatsoever.
So, yeah, and right off the bat, we're kind of seeing some weird stuff about Hedra, although Jennifer Jason Leigh, as an actress, a little weird, just in general. I think they found the right girl for this role.
Yeah.
She's a little bit of an oddball.
She was really natural in this.
She did a good job. She did a really good job. So she buys a new puppy and quickly throws away the adoption papers, and then she tells Allie when she gets home that they were just giving them away for free and she had to take them. And Allie's not happy about it because, you know, she's in this nice apartment and this fucking new chick just came into her apartment and buys a puppy.
But the puppy's cute.
The puppy is cute. But anyway,
I couldn't say no to that puppy.
Hedra's very good at manipulating, and she kind of puts Allie in a situation where she starts to bond with this puppy. And then eventually the puppy's going to stay. And they really love this puppy, especially
Allie.
I wanted to say Bridget Fonda. But
Especially Bridget
Fonda. So Allie is chanting. Allie is chanting.
As you do.
As you do. No, Allie is chatting with her friend Graham, and he asks her to cat sit for him since he's going out of town. And he mentions that he saw her, Allie, but it wasn't Allie. It was Hedra, but she was wearing the same exact outfit as Allie. But Hedra was being like all nervous and weird. You're being nervous, man. So that's just a little foreshadowing, what we like to call in the movie biz.
Yeah.
When Allie gets back to her apartment, Sam is there, and he mentions that he sent a letter, but Allie never received it. And he weasels his way back into Allie's heart, which Hedra does not like, and I don't like it either.
No, he's a piece of shit.
I don't like this. You are expressing poor judgment. Allie, why are you doing that? And he doesn't even really apologize, too.
No, he doesn't.
That's the thing that gets me. He was like, look, I was wrong. I admit it, okay?
Okay.
It's like, was that even Jeez. Part of the debate? Was that even up for, like, debate?
Yeah, he didn't even really, he was like, God.
Wrong. It's like,
I'm not gonna apologize, though. I'm not gonna try hard
but
to win you back.
For Allie, she was like, you know what? You're so right. You were wrong, and you admitted it. And
that's hot.
That's hot. That takes a real man to admit when he's wrong for doing something that's obviously wrong.
You know what? I think the bar for men is pretty
low.
So.
Too low. And you know what? If I was Hedra too, I'd be like,
shit.
You know, Allie.
Some men don't even admit that they're wrong. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, did that do something for you too? You're like, yeah.
I guess.
Tell me you're wrong.
Pick and choose, I guess.
Yeah. So, Hedra is alone, and this is where the erotic nature of the movie comes in, because Allie and Sam, they be fucking at Sam's house. Now, Hedra's all alone, waiting, and she doesn't like it, because heaven only knows what Allie is doing right now, and she kicks the puppy.
Yeah, she does kick the puppy.
She kicks the puppy, because it's like, okay, your intentions are starting to show, Hedra. I don't even think you like that puppy.
I don't think she likes that puppy either.
I think you just bought it to manipulate Allie, if I'm being honest. Allie and Sam are boning, as they do, as I mentioned. And Allie has her engagement ring back on.
Allie, you clown.
You fucking clown. You
She's such
buffoon.
A clown. Like, immediately putting your engagement ring back on. Like, why?
Yeah, Allie.
You're not even going to test the waters out first?
Test the waters, man.
Dude.
At least find a guy who can properly apologize. Whatever.
Come on.
Allie gets back home to find Hedra in her room asking where she's been. Allie and Sam are wanting to move back in together. And this is kind of like slipped into the conversation. Like, so Hedra's upset. And I feel like, you know, she has a right to be upset because she's like, hey, things are going to change now. Because when the movie first started or when she first moved in, she was like, hey, you're not going to get back with your boyfriend, are you?
And I'm going to have to be like, find somewhere else to live on a short notice.
Allie's like, oh no. And then now
it's over.
She's back with Sam and she's like, hey, I'm gonna have to leave now, right? And Allie's kind of just like, we'll figure something out. It's Allie,
that's come
a fucking
on
dick move.
It is,
that's a fucking dick move.
It is, and you shouldn't have gone with Sam in the first place. Like,
I'm
come
just
on
saying, she's making some not so good choices. I mean, and she's supposed to be the one we like in this movie, but I found myself not liking her that much
because she was making stupid ass decisions.
She was making stupid ass decisions.
Like, she should have chose the lesbian. She should have not gotten back with Sam. She should have not put her wedding ring back on. Come on.
Okay, and also, here's the thing. She, like, I guess if I was Hedra, I would not like this. Because here's this beautiful woman. You ever just, like, meet someone who's really, really pretty, and you kind of hate them?
No.
Me either.
No.
No, but okay, it's not even just that they're pretty. It's just that they're, like, walking through life, and they're, like, constantly being victimized, and it's annoying.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So they're constantly being victimized, they're constantly doing dumb shit, but then they act like they're perfect. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this, but I'm just saying, if I was Hedra, I wouldn't, like, I would be like, what the fuck?
What the fuck, man?
Yeah. Forget I said that. I did find myself relating a little bit more to Hedra's character, though.
You would. I'm kidding.
Anyway, okay, so the next night, now they're having sex at Allie's place. Allie and Sam are boning away, and they finish, and then Allie leaves to go get some water. And when she returns, she finds Sam and Hedra flirting, and Hedra's wearing, like, the skimpy-ass nightgown.
Yeah.
And Sam is into this conversation. What a slimy
Sam,
little bastard.
Well, these men don't change.
I'm just saying. And obviously, Allie is feeling some sort of way about it because, like...
I mean, yeah, I would, too. And he's, like, butt-ass naked.
Yeah.
He's booty hole naked.
And I would
it's
be,
like,
I'd
stop talking, like, to my boyfriend. Booty hole... while he's booty hole naked.
Boyfriend, stop talking to my roommate. What the fuck? And then later that night, Allie is awoken by the sound of Hedra flicking her bean.
Yeah. And then she, like, walks out and then she stares... And
at
it's like,
her
why,
flicking her bean.
Like, why are you staring?
And the way she flicks her... I guess I should stop saying it that way. you know what? I feel like that's the best way.
Do it.
The way she flicks her bean. The way she flicks her bean is kind of weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
She's, like, humping her hand.
Yeah. Oh, I'm... Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like, oh, all right. That's a way. That's a way to do it. That seems like more work than need be.
Yeah. Could just use, yeah.
Just lay there. You don't need to do anything.
And also, Allie, why are you staring?
But here's the weird part. It's like, okay, so Hedra's hearing them fuck. And then she's like, maybe.
Well, this is before porn was
maybe
like easy access. This is before porn was like easy access. So, you know, maybe you gotta do what you gotta do, you know?
That's just what, that's what you have, is listening to your roommate have,
yeah,
sex.
Yeah. Yeah, you listen to your neighbors, your roommate, and you're like, ah, I guess so.
That was hard to masturbate to. So the next day, Sam is preparing a broken rail behind a window, and Hedra and Sam continue their flirtation, which unnerves Allie. And Allie and Sam leave to go apartment hunting, and they walk back to Allie's apartment, and they find the puppy's dead body on the ground.
How'd that puppy get there?
That's weird. Oh, but also I should mention that after Allie and Sam leave to go apartment hunting, Hedra's having a moment, and she calls the little puppy over, and she's like, come here, puppy. And then the puppy don't want to go to her.
The puppy want Allie.
Yeah. And she seems mad. I'm not trying to say she did something, but I think she might have did something.
She might have done something.
But anyway,
did
so
something bad.
They run back to the apartment and find Hedra had left the window open because she had thought Sam fixed the railing. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, that was an awkward scene. Come back home and your puppy's dead.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, and your crazy fucking roommate probably threw it out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think she threw it out the window? Or do you think she just left it open for the puppy to fall out?
She definitely threw the puppy out.
Yeah, and she's like, it was Sam's fault because he didn't fix the railing. You know what? It is Sam's fault, too.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I don't know.
He should have just done better.
It just is his fault.
You know what? If you didn't cheat, none of this would happen and a puppy wouldn't be dead.
Yeah, that's on you, man.
Yeah.
That's on you. Come on. So, when Allie is asleep, Hedra manipulates Sam into comforting her.
They also drugged Allie, like, with sleeping pills.
Well, I think sleep. It was voluntary.
It was voluntary, but Hedra wanted to make sure that she was out.
Yeah, and she's holding on to Sam.
Yeah.
Because he gives her a
hug. Sam isn't fighting that hard either.
And she's, like, holding his arm as he's trying to, like, leave the room. And it's like, you're doing too much, Hedra. You're doing too much. Oh, yeah, she tries to kiss him.
Oh, yeah, she does.
She tries to kiss him.
She does.
And he turns his head. Yeah. Now, the next day, Allie is getting ready for a work and discovers Hedra.
For a work?
Yes, for a work. You know, a work.
A work.
I go to a work. But she discovers Hedra has the exact same outfits as her in her closet.
Weird.
That reminds me of somebody. At a business meeting with a man that she's working for, the said man from the beginning, who's sleazy, he aggressively comes on to her, and she punches him in the balls and runs away. And at home, Allie is in tears and confides in Hedra, and Hedra says she needs to get even. Also, Sam is out of town. He's in a business meeting or something, so he's not there to comfort Allie in her time of need. And also, Hedra's making snide remarks. She's like, if he was here right now, he'd be taking care of you. Anyway, so Hedra, she's like, yeah, we gotta get even with him. And she calls him the boss guy, and she's like, I'm gonna fucking kill you and your family or some shit like that. But she says it's Allie.
Wouldn't that just get Allie in trouble? Because, like,
I feel like that would get Allie in trouble.
This boss guy probably knows Allie couldn't kill him and his family or hurt him and his family.
Or maybe she doesn't say kill. She's like, I'll come for you or something.
I'll come for you.
And, yeah, but it's kind of scary how easily she threatens this guy. And Allie's like, wow, I hope you never get mad at me. I think she's already mad at you, Allie.
Foreshadowing. Oh,
no. The next day, the girls go to the hair salon together. And after the appointment, Hedra emerges with the exact same haircut and color as Allie. And this haircut and color, it's for nobody.
It's for nobody.
It's for nobody. It's like a
it's not a good look.
It's a pixie cut with bangs and it's red.
It's a pixie bowl cut.
It's a pixie bowl cut with sideburns.
Yeah.
She's got, like, sideburns.
Also, Hedra's like, oh, I thought you'd like it. It was supposed to be a surprise.
So they have the exact same haircut and color. That's
Which
awkward.
Is, like, weird. It's like, why is that a surprise for me? You're just copying me.
That's not a fun surprise at all.
Thanks. I hate it.
But you know what? Maybe it'll inspire her to change her hair.
Yeah, maybe Hedra's plan all along.
I wish that for her.
Maybe Hedra didn't want to say, hey, girl, your haircut's ass. Maybe she was like, maybe I'll get this assy haircut.
I'll get this haircut, and then you'll see how ass it is.
And then you'll change it.
Wait a minute. Is that why you cut your hair short? Were you trying to tell me something?
Maybe.
Now, this freaks Allie out. Obviously. And she decides to investigate into Hedra a little more and finds that box from earlier in her closet. She finds a picture of Hedra and her twin, and she discovers that Hedra's twin sister didn't die as a stillborn.
She died when she was dead by drowning.
She fell in a pool.
Drowning would suck.
She also finds a bunch of mail and finds the letter that Sam had written to her.
Uh-oh.
So now she's like, oh, this might be crazy. But oh, yeah, so on the mail, she did find Hedra's parents' name. And also, Hedra, doesn't she discover that Hedra's not even her name?
Yes.
It's Ellie.
Her name's like Ellen.
Yeah.
DeGeneres.
I said Ellie and you said Ellen.
Ellen.
Ellen? I think it's Ellie.
It's Ellen.
Ellen?
Well, Ellie can be short for Ellen.
Okay. So that night, she decides she is going to follow Hedra, and she follows her to this weird underground sex club.
Yeah. And there was like a random like lady, older lady, that went up to Allie, and she was like, "You want to play?"
"No.
I don't want to play,
no,
thanks.
Thank you.
Goodbye."
And she spies on Hedra talking to a man who looks almost identical to Sam. You know what? I think Sam fucking would be there.
Sam would. I thought it was Sam, and I was like, "Sam, you sleep. You sleazeball.
You sleazeball." And she's also talking about, like, she's saying Allie is her sister, and she's got, it's like, she's just lying.
Wow, you really remind me of my sister's boyfriend.
Let's fuck.
Let's fuck. You know, you and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, and you look like my sister's boyfriend, so let's do it.
I'm glad you and I have completely different tastes in men.
Yeah, we do. We really do.
And thank God for that.
Thank God for that.
Because we've seen what can happen.
Yeah.
She rushes home to talk to Grant, and Hedra has also gotten home, but she can hear Allie talking to Grant. Did I say Grant?
Yes.
I meant to say Graham. I thought they were saying Graham for the whole movie, or Grant. For the whole movie. So I wrote Grant in all my notes, but it's not Grant, it's Graham.
Which is a stupid name.
Both are stupid.
Yeah.
What are you, a Graham?
Cracker?
Cracker?
He's a cracker.
So she can hear them through the vent, and so Allie is telling Graham about all the weird behavior and all the lies, and Graham tells her she needs to throw her out. You know, obviously she needs to throw him out. God damn it. Throw Hedra out that night because she's crazy. Obviously Hedra hears that shit and she's like, "Oh, no, you don't." So Allie goes back home. Hedra's not there. Where did she go? And she goes and she tapes over her vents so she can't hear Hedra sneaking into Graham's apartment and attacking Grant.
Man.
Oh, man.
What a terrible time to close up your vents.
Yeah, that's inconvenient. Also, Allie calls Hedra's parents from the mail she found, and they don't answer, but she leaves a message for them to call her back. Hedra returns home, and Allie tells her she and Sam are going to move in together and that she needs to leave. Also, and then this is where Hedra starts to get really manipulative. She gets in the shower, and she's like being weird and naked. You know?
As you do. I love being weird and naked.
And during this conversation, Hedra's parents call back, and she answers, and she tells them not to call her. And then, just for good measure, she takes the phone with her into her room. And Sam calls, talk to Allie, but obviously Hedra has the phone, and she answers it, and he's like, "Oh, well, I'm back in town." Why are you telling her that, Sam?
Come on, Sam.
It's almost like you want her to know.
I think Sam's a little sleazy.
So Hedra goes to his hotel room and climbs into bed naked with a sleeping Sam and gives him a blowy. And mind you, she has the same haircut as Allie.
Yeah.
So at first he's like, "Oh, it's Allie," you know?
But before the blowjob, he realizes it's not Allie. Right before the nut. But you know, he's not quick to push her off or anything. I'm nutting over here.
He's too busy nutting. He's about to nut. You can't stop mid nut.
And it's like, I don't know, man. Like, if you really didn't want this, I think you would have pushed her off. But
I don't know. I don't know.
I guess you don't want to quit mid nut.
You don't want to. It's like, that's a weird time to stop. You know, right before you nut.
Yeah. He's like, "I'm just gonna nut in her mouth."
All right, let me just get this nut in.
All right, and then I'm gonna do the fetal position and pout.
Yeah, and Hedra's like, "I knew you couldn't be faithful," but he's like, "Well, you tricked me. You tricked me. I'm nutting here.
I was nutting. I only knew who you were mid nut.
Fair, you know." But anyway, he's like, "You know, Allie can't stand you, Hedra." And Hedra's like, "No, that's not true." But he's just revving her up right now. It's like, "Sam, do you want to be murdered?"
Yeah, come on, man. You know this bitch is crazy.
And she's like, "Well, listen, you don't call Allie, and I won't tell her what just happened." As if you didn't just sneak into his fucking apartment with the same exact haircut as Allie.
And rape him.
What?
And rape him.
Rape? Oh, she does rape him. That's true. She does rape him.
She does.
Oh, we shouldn't laugh.
No.
But it's true. Like, you know, makes you wonder how she got up to his apartment. Or not his apartment, his hotel room.
Yeah. How'd she get in?
I don't know. Because, like, usually there's security, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe she was just like, yo, I'm Allie.
How'd she get a key? How'd she enter? Maybe he left the, you know what? He knew. He told Allie, he told Hedra, I'm going to be at this hotel room.
I'm going to be at this hotel room.
And then he leaves in this thing, his door. And here's my room number. I don't know. Wink. That's a little suspicious, Sam.
Bam.
So anyway, yeah. Hedra's trying to blackmail him into not contacting Allie again, and Sam's like, well, fuck that, I'm just gonna tell her, you crazy ass bitch. And needless to say, Hedra stabs him in the eyeball with her.
Sam gets a heel in the eye.
He gets a heel in the eye.
Yeah, he do.
What a terrible way to go.
That would suck.
That would suck.
Would that kill you right away? Because it killed him right away. But I'm just thinking.
It hits the brain. I don't know.
Maybe. Because, like, you can get your eyes poked out.
But does it go through the brain?
No.
I don't know. The next day, Allie wakes up to find Hedra deep cleaning the apartment and packing her stuff to leave. And Hedra also burns all of her clothes. So she's covering her tracks right now.
Yeah.
And
this ain't her first rodeo.
This ain't her first rodeo. And that's why her parents were, like, calling her back. Because I guess she's, like, mentally ill. I don't know if that needs to be said right now, but
what? She's mentally ill?
Yeah, she's got a screw loose in her head. So while Hedra's doing that, Allie is watching the news and learns that Sam has been murdered. Oh no.
Oh no.
Anyway, Allie calls the hotel and confirms there has been an accident. During this, Hedra gets a gun from a boot. Why did all my words just melted together? Hedra gets a gun from a boot. There.
The boot.
Yes. Allie finds the bloody heels in the bathroom and connects the dots. And obviously, Allie is starting to get a little bit sketched out because her boyfriend was murdered and she found the bloody heels, right? And so, Hedra can tell she's acting nervous. And she won't let her leave the apartment. And Hedra confronts her and essentially confesses to Sam's murder. And she tells Allie everyone is going to think it's her, so she should just run away with her anyway. And she makes a valid point, you know, because those security cameras are picking up a crazy little pixie-cutted redhead, bowl-cut redhead.
Yeah.
Woman.
And they're like, oh, it's a girl with a shitty haircut. Get her!
she pulls out a gun and tells Allie she won't leave without her. She takes her up to Graham's apartment, and Allie doesn't know what has happened to Graham. And in his apartment, Hedra dyes her hair from red to brown.
She was like, I really like that color. It was so me, but I had to change it so nobody could find out that it was me.
That is nobody's color, okay?
I had orange hair. And there are natural redheads out there.
So she ties Allie to a chair and leaves to cash a check. And also, while she's cashing this check, the guy tells her that her parents are looking for her, that they're trying to call and they're trying to find her. I guess, I don't know, she's been missing or something. She's been on the lam for a while.
Well, she's been getting checks from her parents, so they know where she is.
Yes, she's been getting checks from her parents. Now, when she returns, she has found Allie has turned up the volume all the way on the TV to attract attention because she left her with the remote, which... That wasn't very smart.
It wasn't smart.
That wasn't smart.
This wasn't your first rodeo, Hedra. Come on.
This enrages Hedra, and she almost cuts Allie's throat with a knife when Allie says, don't make me leave you. And she's able to convince Hedra that she wants to be
with
her.
And they kiss.
Do they kiss?
They kiss.
Oh, where was
I? She was like, don't make me leave you. And then she was like... Like that.
Oh.
And then that's what stopped her.
Why is my fucking cat in the cabinet? Cat, come on. You fucking dirty paws. You stinky fucking mangy cat. So Hedra tells Allie to book a flight to LA on the computer. Hedra leaves the room and again returns to find Allie trying to send a message for help on the computer because Bedoy, obviously she doesn't want to be with you, Hedra.
Come on.
You dumb shit.
She's straight.
Betrayed, she has to kill Allie. Did that sentence make sense?
What?
So, feeling betrayed, she decides she has to kill Allie. Okay, plot twist. Turns out Graham is still alive and has a bad head wound and begins to come to. And Hedra Fort,
he was in the bath with his kitty. His kitty was just laying on him, taking a nap.
Yeah. Hedra forces Allie to write a suicide note, and she softly implies that she killed her twin. And it's like, I don't know, it's never confirmed in the movie, but I could see Hedra doing that.
Yeah. I honestly could not tell if she did kill her twin or she didn't.
I'm gonna say she did.
I'm gonna say that's she did too, but in the movie, because it's really not clear.
She was perfect and pretty.
So I'm going to kill her. I'm going to drown her.
No, okay. Wait, what does she say? She goes, there's always one pretty twin, which...
and then one ugly twin.
But you guys have the same face because you're twins.
I guess it's just how you hold yourself, you know?
But then she's like, and then that pretty twin uses the not-so-pretty twin. So, I don't know. Hedra sounds like she's harboring some deep resentment for her dead twin. Anyway, she tries to force Allie to take some pills, but Allie is able to get free and attacks Hedra. She runs off. She runs away. Hedra pulls out her gun to shoot Allie, but Graham, in the nick of time, tackles Hedra to the ground. She tries to shoot Graham, but Allie drags her away out of her apartment. That's a boss move. She's just dragging her by her feet.
Her adrenaline kicked in.
And the door closes behind them. So Graham is safe. Don't worry about Graham. The fight between Allie and Hedra continues, and they end up in the elevator, which takes them to the creepy basement. And also, during this time, Hedra strangles Allie, and she loses consciousness, and so she's dragging her body to the basement. That's a pretty good place to dispose of somebody, I guess. And there's an incinerator down there.
The local incinerator, you know.
Isn't that handy? Yes, it is.
It's very handy.
That's very handy.
Homemade cremation.
Yeah. Yeah, Hedra's like, all right, now I gotta get rid of this body now that Allie's dead. And she goes to get some supplies. And she comes back moments later to find Allie is gone. Allie is hiding and Hedra searches for her. And Allie waits for her moment to strike. And she like fucking Laura Crofts her way.
She's
like hanging from a ceiling. And then she like swings down and stabs her in the back.
It's like she's been doing this whole time. Like, that's her calling. To be like an assassin.
That is her calling. She should do that more. And, yeah. So that kills Hedra.
That does a job.
Yeah. And, the movie ends with Allie narrating that she's trying to forgive herself and forgive Hedra because she sees what that could turn into.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I do think it's funny because she's like, Graham was like, I really need to move on from Sam's death. And I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah!
And that is the end of Single White Female.
I really liked that movie.
Yeah, what a fun time.
What a fun time. I liked just the 90s-esque of it.
Because it was made in the 90s?
Because it was made in the 90s, 94 yep. To be exact.
Yeah. Anyway, any last words?
I'm going to go call up this woman who has a room free.
Cool. What a coinky dink. I have a room for you.
Whoa.
It's me. It's my ad.
Crazy.
Bye.
Bye.